We're doing the Lashat Ramban Torah Tashen Tmima. We're up to page Mem Dalet in the Beit Hayayin edition and page Lamed Zayin in the Chazon Yoel edition. Uma she'amalti al yedei malach. What the Ramban said earlier, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew in advance about the Makos before they came. That wasn't the proof by the Jewish people that he was an angel, because the Ramban said perhaps Moshe knew it through some kind of dream or through some kind of angel. So, what did I mean by that? He might have known it through some kind of angel. Doesn't that make him a prophet? The Ramban said that the fact that he foretold the plagues was not necessarily an indication he was a prophet, because maybe he knew it through an angel. Wait a second, and that doesn't make him a prophet? And that what I said earlier, that Moshe might have known it through an angel, kavanati lomar, what I meant to say is, people who are spoken to by angels are not necessarily prophets. Now, we should have known that. Yeah. Wait, in a second we'll talk about Daniel, even though the Talmud says he was not a prophet, but let's leave that for a second. Lavan had an angel appear to him, Avimelech, Paro, right, in their dreams, in the whole story of when Sarah was abducted, Hashem, Malach, right, by Lavan, Malach, Hashem, fine. Okay, so let's see. So he says, not everyone who is spoken to by an angel is a prophet. For I see Daniel, who spoke to the greatest angel, Michael. Shneimar bo, you see Michael is described as Hasar HaGadol HaOmed Al Banai Imach, the great officer, meaning the great angel who is in charge of my children with you. And the Talmud says in Megillah, in the description of Daniel and his friends, it says, Inu adifi minei, de'inu nevi uviu lav navi. Ah, that's what I was referring to. The Talmud says, his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were greater than he was. Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi were greater than Daniel, for they were all nevi'im, and he was not a navi. Wow. So what does that mean? What will you tell me? Means he wasn't a prophet. I'm not convinced. Okay. You'll tell me, wait a second, doesn't Navi mean he's a prophet? And I'll say, maybe. In our Drashot Aran class, the Ran is going to discuss a big machloket. What does the word Navi mean? Does the word Navi, like Rashi says, come from the word Niv Svatayim? Does the word Navi mean, like the Ran suggests, it is its own root, meaning prophet? Let's see Rashi. Do we have a Gemara Megillah here? We do not. Okay. One of these days, we will merit to learn the Gemara and Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And if you're really curious, you could go online on torahforme.org. We have the classes in Megillah, and I believe that when we learned it last year, I went into Rashi over here. There's a very interesting Rashi, the way Rashi explains this Gemara, which to me might indicate that according to Rashi, there are two concepts. There is the concept of seeing prophecy, and there is the concept of saying prophecy. And so long as a person was not sent to the Jewish people with a prophecy, he is not called a Navi, because Rashi says that Navi stems from the word Niv Svatayim, he who speaks over prophecy. Navi does not necessarily mean he who visualizes prophecy. So although Daniel, I think, according to Rashi, might have seen a prophetic vision, he was not a Navi, because he was never sent to the Jewish people to give over a prophecy.
So, but his three friends who's...
His three friends, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, there we have their three works. They gave prophecy to the Jewish people. That's how I think Rashi over there learns the Gemara. But that's not the way the Ramban is learning. The Ramban at this point will take at face value, he was not a prophet. angels appear to people who are not prophets. We just have to be open to the idea that maybe it's not that simple. That Gemara over there. Now this goes back to a different discussion. If we already opened this Pandora's box, we should just mention it. There's a big machlokas rishonim. What is the difference between Nevi'im and Ketubim? Some rishonim say that the works in Nevi'im and prophets were said by prophets with prophecy, and the works in Ketubim were said with Ruach HaKodesh, not with Nevuah. That's the Meiri in his Akdama to Tehillim or Mishlei to Mishlei. The Meiri in his Akdama to Mishlei. And others say that as well. The question is, the prophet Jeremiah wrote the work of Jeremiah, wrote the book of Melachim, also wrote a work called Eicha. So that means when he wrote Melachim and Jeremiah, he had prophecy, and when he wrote Eicha, he said it with Ruach HaKodesh. That's possible, you could say that. King David wrote Psalms, so he had Ruach HaKodesh, and yet in the end of the book of Shmuel, it says, Ve'ele divrei David acharonim, and the Talmud clearly says that that's a prophecy of King David. So he had prophecy. It appears in prophets. So you could say, yeah, some things were said with this level of Nevuah, and other things were said with that level of Ruach HaKodesh, and that's the way some Rishonim say. Others say no. Nevi'im, Ketuvim, they're all with Nevuah. So then what's the difference? Good question. One understanding says that Nevi'im was that the prophet would get up and say his prophecy, and after he'd say his prophecy, we just recorded what he said. He recorded, the sages recorded, but it was a prophecy to be said. Whereas Ketuvim, the prophet was told, I want you to write the following. Then that work was disseminated, so people started reading the work of Eicha. The prophet was told, Jeremiah was told, write that. So he wrote it. Now, that means they're both with Nevuah. The book of Daniel appears in Ketuvim. This understanding of the Ramban works very well if the book of Daniel is not said with Nevuah. Right? Then I understand. Daniel was not a Navi. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He spoke to angels, but he wasn't a Navi. And if we just take everything simply, that means he did not have Nevuah. So he had Ruach HaKodesh. That's a different level. Ruach HaKodesh. But not Nevuah. Uvezeh anu modim ledivrei hamada. And he says, here, we're really admitting to the words of Maimonides in his book of Mada, Shamal, that Maimonides writes, Dasha borim enabe bnei adam. I want you to know that God gives prophecy to humanity. Ve'amar. And Maimonides over there says, Kol ha-nevim al yedei malach chutz m'Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. All prophets received their prophecy through an angel other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Peace be upon him. Ve'huzal miyached lehem malach ha-asiri anikra ishim. Maimonides over there writes that there are 10 levels of angels. And the 10th level is the low level of ishim. The angels that are called fires in the plural sense, and they're the ones that will actually talk to a human being. That's the 10th level, bottom level of angels. So he says in this that I'm saying that not everyone that speaks to an angel is a prophet, because I see Daniel spoke to an angel, and the Talmud says he wasn't a prophet. So again, after all that elaboration, we're coming back to the simple reading of the Ramban. We're not discerning between Mar'e Nevuah and the Navi. We're not discerning between Nevim and Ketuvim, other than that Ketuvim are without Nevuah, so that he's not a Navi. And he says, so I agree with Maimonides here. Ve'lo ledivrei Arav Rabbi Yehuda Levi Zal, and here I am not agreeing with the words of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the compiler of the Kuzari, Shamal, that Rabbi Yehuda Levi, he wrote, Yedabru v'achen berishyoncha, the angels speak to humanity, but only with your license. Yasu v'ach birtzoncha, they act, but only in accordance with your will. Uvechen yomru shomea mileihem kipicha hamdaber aleihem. And so whoever hears them says, it is you who is speaking to them. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, in this short song that he wrote, maybe this is a part of a greater song that he wrote, he says, angels only say what you want, they only do what you want, God, and so whoever hears them, to them it is as though you have spoken to them. Meaning, the Ramban understands that Rabbi Yehuda Levi is of the opinion that anyone who hears from an angel or speaks to an angel is called a prophet. So, the concept that he says now is that a person that's spoken to by an angel is not necessarily a prophet. And I do agree, though, that prophecy is given through an angel. Meaning I agree with Maimonides that all prophets other than Moshe Rabbeinu saw their prophecy through an angel. But not everyone who was spoken to by an angel is hereby called a prophet. That's the bottom line from what we learned today. And he says this is in this is different than what Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wrote, that whoever is spoken to by a prophet, it is like Hashem spoke to him, which the Ramban understands to mean that, whoever is spoken to by an angel is hereby called a prophet, according to Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. So next week we'll pick up with the whole concept of Moshe's first vision of prophecy and the angel that appeared to him from the Sneh, what was going on there. That we'll see B'ezrat Hashem next week.